a SWIN-based vision transformer for high fidelity and high speed imaging experiments at light sources. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. In the 1930s, high-speed photography experienced a massive breakthrough. An engineer named Harold Edgerton introduced the world to the electronic stroboscope, a device that emitted rapid, high-intensity flashes of light. Older stroboscopes had been around for decades, but they were mechanical, imprecise, and incapable of producing the kind of short-duration flashes needed to freeze fast motion. Edgerton's invention was electronically controlled, highly repeatable, and capable of producing flashes lasting just microseconds. And this allowed fleeting moments like the flight of a bullet or the splash of a milk droplet to be captured with unprecedented clarity. The images produced by this contraption not only captivated the public, but ushered in the beginning of high-speed imaging as a critical tool in scientific exploration. Our discussion today centers on another leap in imaging technology, following very much in the footsteps of the stroboscope. In this paper, the authors introduce us to the SWIN-based, that's S-W-I-N-based, vision transformer, a model architecture specifically designed to facilitate the capture of high-resolution images at extreme speeds. On today's episode, we're going to start by exploring the problem space a bit. Why does anyone need to capture high-resolution, high-speed images anyway, and what's stopping them from doing it now? Then we'll dive into how this system solves the problems that have kept other models from reliably reconstructing fine spatial detail at ultra-high frame rates. Let's dive in. So, who needs ultra-high-speed images in ultra-high resolution? Any guesses? Is this for sports? For satellites? Is it for shooting slow-motion scenes for Hollywood movies? No. If you're trying to find someone working on this type of problem, you're most likely going to find them at, drumroll please, a particle accelerator. Synchrotron facilities in particular have opened the door to groundbreaking spatiotemporal measurements, enabling the capture of millions of frames per second. This capability can then be ported and harnessed for other domains, material science, combustion, and manufacturing processes where real-time insights into rapid phenomena can fuel innovation and improve outcomes. That being said, there's a persistent and critical issue that is hampering the full potential of these kinds of projects: the trade-off between spatial resolution and temporal resolution. This dilemma is often called the spatio-temporal contradiction. Essentially, achieving very high temporal resolution, that is, capturing events at incredibly fast timescales, often comes at the expense of spatial resolution, meaning that the images produced may be blurry or lack sufficient detail to be truly useful. Conversely, focusing on high spatial resolution tends to reduce the temporal resolution, leading to an undersampling of fast-changing events. This is not just a superficial dilemma, but a fundamental limitation imposed by the current detector and imaging technologies. This challenge is compounded by the volume of data involved. High-speed imaging generates enormous data sets that must be processed and interpreted in real time to be effective. The sheer scale of the data can introduce noise and artifacts, further degrading image quality. The balance between managing these massive data flows and maintaining image quality is delicate and not easily managed with traditional methods. Previous attempts to address this have included hardware solutions like optimizing sensor technology or using multiple imaging setups. One solution is to use multiple high-speed cameras at the same time to capture the same event from different perspectives or conditions. But of course, this adds complexity and cost to the setups. The use of specialized detectors that favor either temporal or spatial resolution based on specific needs has also been explored, but often falls short due to the rigid trade-offs inherent in their design. A promising direction, however, lies in leveraging advanced computational techniques, particularly through machine learning. That's where this paper comes in. The core innovation here is the incorporation of the Shifted Window SWIN Vision Transformer, a framework that leverages the strengths of both convolutional neural networks and transformers. Traditional convolutional models have been robust in handling images due to their ability to detect features through local receptive fields. However, they often fall short in capturing long-range dependencies inherent in spatiotemporal data. On the other hand, vision transformers excel in modeling these global dependencies by using self-attention mechanisms that facilitate the understanding of relationships across an entire image. This system divides the input into non-overlapping windows, focusing the computational resources on smaller patches of information and dynamically shifting these windows to ensure comprehensive coverage of the input data. This method enables the model to maintain focus on critical spatial details without the computational overload of processing the entire image at full resolution. It narrows its attention to local patches while strategically shifting its focus so that it can model global context with less computation and reconstruct high-resolution frames faster. That's how it handles the spatiotemporal contradiction. The key to this is a dual camera setup, but not two of the same cameras, two different ones. A high-speed camera that prioritizes spatial resolution and an ultra-high-speed camera optimized for capturing fast temporal sequences. These dual channels get streamed in at the same time and synthesized into a coherent data stream that retains quality on both fronts, spatially and temporally. This duality forms the backbone of the model. To reiterate, just so this is clear, the high-resolution sequence from the high-speed camera captures detailed spatial information. The low-resolution sequence from the ultra-high-speed camera captures temporal details. And the whole point of the SWIN transformer is to transform those inputs into a cohesive, high-resolution, high-speed output. We call this kind of thing data fusion. But how does it work? Well, the model takes advantage of the spatially averaged information from the high-speed camera to guide the temporal fusion of sequences from the ultra-high-speed camera. It extracts shallow features from each input, three low-resolution frames and two high-resolution reference frames, and then uses a hierarchical self-attention mechanism to model spatial and temporal relationships within small shifted windows. These windows capture fine-grained correspondence across time and space. By tending to patterns that persist across multiple low-res frames and anchoring them to the spatially rich context of the high-res frames, the model learns how features evolve over time and reconstructs each intermediate frame with both sharp spatial detail and accurate temporal placement. The end result is a reconstructed high-resolution frame. A synthetic image that didn't exist in either input stream, but faithfully reflects what would have been captured if the camera had both high spatial and temporal resolution at once. The beauty of this approach is that it allows the synthesis of an image with the spatial fidelity of high resolution frames while synchronizing with the temporal dynamics of low resolution but much higher speed frames. The question is, does it work? To answer that, the authors put the model to the test using real X-ray video data from two very different high-speed experiments, one capturing additive manufacturing processes, the other capturing friction stir welding. In both cases, they downsampled the original high-resolution footage to simulate the kind of degraded inputs that would come from actual ultra-high-speed and high-resolution cameras in the field. Then they ran the model to see if it could reconstruct what had been lost. The results were impressive. On standard image quality metrics like PSNR, SSIM, and average absolute difference, the SWIN-based model consistently outperformed traditional interpolation methods, Bayesian fusion, and even state-of-the-art CNN-based architectures like EDVR. In some cases, especially when the high-res reference frames were far apart in time, their transformer model showed a noticeable advantage, recovering detail and motion patterns that other models either blurred or missed entirely. And perhaps most importantly, it did so fast enough to make deployment on active beamlines feasible. So, what are the big takeaways here? What can we learn from this? Well, first, this paper shows that transformer-based architectures aren't just for natural language or static images. They can be adapted to real-world high-throughput tasks. Second, and more specifically, the paper provides a practical path around a long-standing hardware bottleneck, the trade-off between spatial and temporal resolution. And finally, the paper hints at a broader shift in experimental design, where deep learning becomes a built-in part of the measurement pipeline, not just a post-processing step. That's a meaningful change in how facilities like synchrotrons, research labs, and industrial inspection systems might operate going forward. For a detailed understanding of the methodologies and results that we discussed today, I'd encourage you to download the PDF. The authors offer an in-depth look at the technical architecture of the SWIN, as well as the data supporting its capabilities, and a comprehensive exploration of its applications outside the lab. Whether you're curious about specific datasets, model configurations, or the real-world case studies, there's something for you in the full paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.